Blackstone Audio presents Penric's Demon, a fantasy novella in the world of the five gods, by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. The morning light sloped across the meadows, breathing pale green into the interlaced branches of the woods beyond, picking out shy pink and white blossoms here and there among the new leaves. The spring air hung soft with promise. Penric's mother, before she had gone off in the wagon with his sisters to oversee the final preparations, had turned her face to the cool blue sky and declared it a perfect day for a betrothal. Surely the gods were smiling upon the house of Jurald at last. Penric had refrained from pointing out that the learned divines taught that the gods did not control the weather, and had been rewarded for this filial forbearance with a sharp maternal injunction to hurry up, finish dressing, and follow. This was no time to be dragging his feet. Penric stared glumly between his horse's bobbing ears and reflected that it would have been an even better day to go fishing. Not the most exciting pastime, but it was the one thing he'd ever found to do that made people stop talking at him. He tried to imagine the muddy, winding road going somewhere less familiar than Greenwell Town. He supposed it actually did, if you followed it far enough, as his elder brother Drovo had done. Not a happy thought. He frowned down at the brown sleeves of his jacket, laced with orange and gold-colored thread, betraying a brassy tarnish. Even for this, he was still wearing hand-me-downs. The fine suit had been new.